This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. You're listening to Place to Be Nation's Main Event, a roundtable experience looking at today's pro wrestling landscape. And now, here's your host, Scott Criscolo.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to your home for everything modern day wrestling. Place to Be Nation's Main Event. I'm your host, Scott Criscolo. I was going to do the little Law and Order, you know, staying the da-dum, because for those that watch, you know, during the television season, NBC has three shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They have Chicago PD. I think it's Chicago Fire on Tuesdays, Law and Order SVU on Wednesdays, and Chicago PD on Thursdays. And a couple of times last season, they did what's called a crossover event, a storyline that would start Tuesday and end Thursday that would cross over all three shows. Tonight, here on the Main Event for the first time, we will have a crossover event with the other show that owns the other Wednesdays, because, or Thursdays, I guess, as the case may be. We record on Wednesdays. Of course, this is will be released on Thursday morning, because big event going down in WWE next Tuesday night on the live SmackDown. For the first time since, well, I don't know, 2009, I think? 2010? I don't know. It is the WWE Draft, because now we have a live Monday show and a live Tuesday show. So WWE is, every time they think, let's combine the belt. Let's split the belts up again. let's combine the belts. Let's split them up again. Because, you know, they have the IQ, you know, they have the attention span of a four-year-old. In any event, anyway, that's what they're doing this coming Tuesday night, live on SmackDown on the USA Network. So, tonight, what we're going to do is, I got a little booking team here, little Kevin Sullivan, a little booking man. And we are going to book the draft to our liking. And then, next week, we will cross over because I have one of the three gentlemen who tri-host the new hot show here on PlaceToBeNation.com, and that is Clotheslines and Headlines. And I've listened to the first two episodes. They are utterly hilarious and very, very informative. And people are like, well, what's the difference between Main Event and Clotheslines and Headlines? Well, and I mentioned this on the last show two weeks ago, Clotheslines and Headlines is kind of like a rapid fire, bang, bang, bang. You know, they go over multiple topics, and they cross over to all genres of wrestling, WWE, the indies, that other backyard promotion in North Carolina. And we here pretty much strictly stick to WWE, and we kind of have long-form discussions, as they do as well, but they bounce around more topics than we do here. But they are fantastic. So we decided, I think it would be wise to have a crossover event and take what we do tonight and bring it to their show next week. So let me bring in my two guests. First off, I want to bring on a Place to Be Nation debut. But you know this guy if you've been following the website, and I hope you have, placementnation.com. And it's kind of cool that I'm talking to this guy because he's doing what I first did when the website first launched. He is the current author of the Tuesday morning Raw Recap. If you don't watch the show the night before and you want to kind of get the straight skinny, you check his column out the next morning on placementnation.com, and then you can watch Hulu because it cuts all the fluff out. Mr. Brian Bayless. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's funny because all we need is Dan McGinn, but he'll bring the quality of the show right down the stinker. So really, it's the first great writer and the current great writer of Monday Night Raw. Anyway, you do a fantastic job with the column.
Much and, appreciated. Thank you.
And now you'll be writing with much less guys, so good luck with that. So, joining me this evening, because if we are crossing over with the other show, I need to have at least one of the guys on, and one of my favorite people on the planet, and he is one of the tri-hosts of Clotheslines and Headlines. You can also hear him on the Kings of Sport and a myriad of other podcasts. You can donate to his fund. It is Nate M. at fuckmoney.org. Nonprofit, of course. goes to the Virgil picture signing fund. The Godfather, Nate Milton.
What is going on, Brother Scott? Contrary to popular belief, after last week's clotheslines and headlines, I have not been deleted. I am still here, so it's good to be here, man.
But I do have something for you as a kind of a crossover gift from one great Wednesday, or I keep saying Wednesday, we tape on Wednesdays, one great Thursday podcast to another. I am giving you the golden xylophone.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Oh, God. You know what? You know what's great about your guys' show? I had zero interest in watching that. Absolutely zero. But you guys, after listening to that show last week, made me watch it. And I believe that I may have a new member of the Core Four, and it will be Senor Benjamin. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Like that. That's what that whole Wyatt thing on this past Monday, that's what we were missing. Like, we were missing Senior Benjamin. We were missing fireworks. We were missing exquisite xylophones. We were missing drones. Like, we were missing that.
Imagine, like, you know, like Strowman hit, like, Kofi with a xylophone. That would have been great. All right. So, gentlemen, this is what we're going to do. And, of course, the other two hosts on Clotheslines and Headlines, of course, my PIC, Mr. Azzaro, from Place to Be Podcast, and Steve Willey, who was supposed to join us this evening. Unfortunately, one of the little ones is a little under the weather. He's take care of his boy. So, but Steve Willey will return for his final booking here in this promotion before he leaves for the new promotion and the other weeks of the month. Hopefully he didn't do to, he's not going to do to me what Hogan did to Vern Gagne, you know. Well, you know, JR and Nate are paying me to leave, so... But no, he's not. No, Steve. Hope the little one's well, and we'll definitely have you on again back on. You're always part of the Core Four. So, anyway, gentlemen, this is what we're going to do. In front of you, I created a Google Sheet document that has three columns of superstars and four columns of shows to a certain extent. Now, when this show's posted, and you will see it on PlaceBeNation.com tomorrow morning, you will see at the bottom of the screen. At the bottom of the post, you will see this link to this document, and you'll be able to look at it. And then next week, when Nate brings it back, brings it to Clotheslines and Headlines, you can see how you did. And they can you can either get trashed or you can replace what's his name? A bucktooth guy, Kevin Dunn there, and maybe we can get some new camera shots. In any event, as you can see, guys, and we'll describe this as we're going, I created three columns. WWE superstars, the males, and tag teams. Now, some of the tag teams I kept together or groups, and some I split up because the likelihood of a tag team like the Dudley splitting up is probably higher than, say, the Vaudevillains. So some teams I kept together. I kept New Day together, and that's going to be a fascinating discussion tonight. What will happen with the three of them? So we have a column there. We have the women's superstars column, you know, Charlotte, Emma, Eva, you know, Becky, that kind of thing. And then a column of all the NXT guys and girls combined. And we have four columns to the right of all the shows. We have Monday Night Raw. We have SmackDown Live. Is that like the – you think that's the official name of the show, Nate?
I think so, because that every time they refer to it, it's SmackDown Live, which seems very awkward and very forced. And so I'm thinking that's how they're going to try to brand the show.
That's what I think so, too, because for years it wasn't. So, then I have an NXT column, and then I have a column called floaters, or guys that, you know, and those are obviously part-timers, guys who could show up on either show depending on whatever their feud is going on at that moment. And I'm going to put the first guy there right now, and as you can see me, ooh, can I actually drag it? How does this, ooh, I can drag it. Oh, maybe I can't. Oh, no, I can drag it. I will drag it over to the. Did that work? Hold on. I hate technology. This is not a. This is better than a xylophone. I'm going to drag Brock Lesnar to the floater because we know he's a floater. He ain't going to be stuck to one show. So, there we go. So, Brock Lesnar is a floater. I have one more floater I want to talk about, and this will be the first guy we will chew the fat on a little bit. I think Randy Orton will be a floater. I have a feeling Randy Orton is not a full-timer anymore. My opinion. What do you think, Brian?
He's been out for injury about 10 months now. He got injured in October. I mean, he's not getting younger. I think he hurt himself again, take him to trash. I think that was a rumor. One of the injuries. So he's breaking down a lot. So I don't, you know, it's tough to schedule with him. He's been wrestling full time since, what, 2002 on the main roster? It's 14 years. And he's taking some time off, you know, before the injury, too. So that's a pretty good possibility. He might be a floater for a while. I think he'll be on a brand, though, for a year or two. I think he still has some full time value left.
Okay.
On what, either Raw or SmackDown after that, I think you'll see less and less of him.
Okay. Nate, if he was a full-timer, where would he go?
Okay, well, I think that we're going to work under the assumption that SmackDown's going to be the worker show. I think we can all kind of agree on that front. And Raw will kind of be more the entertainment show, quote-unquote.
Right. Yep.
And so I think Randy Orton, to me, fits in on Raw because at this point of the game, and Brian kind of alluded to it with his injury history.
Yo.
Part.
Oh, there he is.
For the most part, I think at this point, Randy Orton is pretty much just a finisher move. You know, he's an RKO. And so what better show to kind of have him just be there to pop up and RKO guys out of nowhere. Like, to me, if I'm booking Randy Orton to his best strengths now in 2016, he would kind of be Raw's version of 9-1-1 from the old ECW show. Like, 9-1-1 wasn't the greatest talent in ring, as Randy Orton no longer is.
Did 9-1-1 ever actually have a match?
I think he might have had, like, one match, but for the most part, he came out and chokeslammed people.
Yeah.
And he was one of the most over people on the show. And I think Randy Orton, you know, obviously is much more skilled than 9-1-1 was. And so I think, like, he's your guy, like, just kind of coming in and hitting people with RKOs and cutting monotone promos every now and then. But for the most part, that's where I'd kind of keep Orton.
Okay. So you think, at least for now, he'll be on Raw solo, but eventually. I really do think eventually he's going to be like Brock, just not as expensive.
Yeah, I think eventually he'll be a floater, quote-unquote. But I do think for the first year of this brand split, they're going to try to keep him exclusive. Because really, if you look at how much he's got left in the tank, he's probably got one solid year left of being a full-time guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we'll put Randy Orton in the Raw column for the time being, for now. And because I agree with you. I do think that he's a guy that could stick around, that'll stick around on Raw and kind of get involved in those feuds. But eventually, I think maybe by 2017, he'll end up being a guy like a Brock Lesnar who will float around, not wrestle every month, and show up when needed. So, all right. Let's throw another guy out there. What do you think about this might be an easy one. Brian, what do you think of AJ Styles?
I think SmackDown's the place for him, and he can be a top heel right off the bat.
Okay. Do you dispute that, Nate?
No. I think SmackDown is the place for him, and it's one of the benefits of this split that a guy like AJ, who has been doing pretty well on the main roster thus far, now kind of gets to take that next step and be the guy or one of the guys on his own brand.
Right. Okay. All right, and I have a feeling that he's going to be there for the first world champion on that show. The only problem is, at least for timing purposes, I mean, it seems like his feud with Cena is going to go into SummerSlam. So, I mean, does that mean Cena goes to SummerSlam? I mean, goes to SummerSlam. Goes to SmackDown to follow AJ? Or do we have or do those two cross because they're going to treat, obviously, SmackDown as a will be an all brand show. They'll treat the feud like a cross promote, like a big, like a WrestleMania feud. So let's talk about him. John Cena. What do you think, Brian?
I think I remember at the beginning of the brand split, the report was that Reigns would headline Raw and then Cena would headline SmackDown. But right now, I think Cena should be on Raw.
Okay.
I think that's where he belongs. I think if you're going to keep SmackDown, you know, the brand that has a newer talent, that has the guys who want to come up from the glass ceiling, like Shane said on Raw, you don't need Cena there. He's pretty much beat everybody in the roster anyway. So take him away from them, put him on a Raw, leave him there.
Okay.
Let the other guys be on SmackDown. That's the way I do it.
Okay. Nate, agree, disagree? We get you.
I disagree. Like I definitely see where Brian's coming from, but I disagree for two reasons. One, like you said, we've got this feud with AJ, and I think that they're going to keep that thing going, and they're going to keep it going on SmackDown through SummerSlam. But the second reason is, and this kind of struck me as odd watching Raw on Monday, where the announcers kept kind of bringing up all of these real life and kind of meta examples of why you would draft a guy. And one of the reasons that they brought up was, you know, ratings and marketability. And I do think that the WWE wants to kind of start off with a bang on USA with this new show on Tuesday or going live on Tuesday. And what better way to do that than by putting the face that runs the place on that show. So I could definitely see him staying on Raw, but if they really want to kind of maximize this new live exposure on SmackDown, what better way to do it than to put the guy that's hosting the ESPYs tonight on that show?
Yeah, I'll break the tie. I'm going to agree with you, Nate. So I'm going to put we're going to put Cena on SmackDown for now. But Brian, you know what? I think eventually he will go back to Raw. I think he will go to Raw eventually. Go back there. But I think that there's right now marketability and they want Roman and Cena apart because I have a feeling that's the match they want next year in Orlando. So I don't think we're going to see there's another discussion down later in the year, but I don't think we're going to see another Brock Reigns match at WrestleMania. What number is going to be? 33. I don't think that's going to happen.
So, real quick, Scott, here's another thing about Cena, and here's why I think it makes a little bit more sense for him to start with SmackDown, because after SummerSlam, like, do we know if this guy's going to be sticking around or if he's got other things that he wants to do, you know, because Cena's kind of in that role now where he's becoming a part-timer.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. And I think they can withstand the part-timers on SmackDown because they're going to have more of the workers on SmackDown. So, all right, let me pick another guy. How about our current WWE champion, Dean Ambrose? Nate, where do you like him?
I'm laughing because I'm already sensing a pattern. Like I don't want to start to sound like a shill for Team Blue here, but I would put Ambrose on SmackDown. And the reason is because I'm doing a little bit of forward booking. And after hopefully Styles beats Cena at SummerSlam, that'd be my next program, AJ going after the title.
So you think that belt will go to SmackDown and they're going to put a new belt on Raw?
Yeah, I think Raw will get the new belt or the return of the big gold belt or some variation of that. But yeah, I think SmackDown, again, because of them wanting to, and I don't want to sound like I'm saying Raw is expendable when it comes to ratings, but they definitely want to make a splash, at least up front with Tuesday's ratings. So I'm going to say they get Dean Ambrose too.
Okay. Brian, thumbs up, thumbs down. What's your take?
Before he spoke, I was thinking Raw, but when I think of it, I think SmackDown's a good place for Dean. I was thinking before, maybe, you know, if Stephanie's going to be on Raw, you know, she's going to tag for Dean. You know, they interact a lot and dislike each other. But I think SmackDown, you know, if Dean does retain the belt, which I think he might actually, I think going on SmackDown, feuding with AJ, that'd be a great thing. So I do agree with that.
Okay. So while we're on the subject of that, I'm already going to make the unanimous move. I am moving Roman Reigns to Raw because that's where he's going to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Nate, I mean, guys, I'll start with you, Nate. Seriously, this is big for him now. This is probably his last, I don't say his last, but this is his opportunity where there'll be no shadows on him now. Like, this is it for Roman Reigns. You can't really get any more opportunities. You got your big match at WrestleMania. You won almost two Rumbles. Now you're going to be the headliner of the show. I mean, you have enough clout that you kicked John Cena to the Tuesday show. I know it's live, and I know it's actually not like the old, you know, it's not like 2009 SmackDown, but
yeah, Raw is Raw. He's not going to UPN.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to Velocity. But that's, I mean, still, though, Raw's Raw. Raw's the flagship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how big a deal will this be? And I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, and I think you're partially right in that I think this is it for Roman as a babyface character. I do think he still has legs as a top heel, but the company still has shown us that they really want this guy to be a babyface and to sell T-shirts, and he's failing on both fronts. So, yeah, I think this is his last shot to be, quote-unquote, the top good guy, and I think he'll fail, unfortunately, for Joe. But I do think that, man, if they were smart, he would come back at Battleground, you know, as a full-fledged heel. But I don't think that's the way they're going to play it. So, yeah, Roman, you know, he gets to kind of be the big man on Raw. And I think they're going to fail and have to almost be forced into making that heel turn that everybody's been waiting for.
Now, let's talk about the belts for a minute, because you said you wanted to put the WWE Championship on SmackDown, but let's talk about the next guy. Because I want to, let's get our main eventers squared away. Obviously, the next guy we need to talk about is I did type his name on here, didn't I? Did I lose him? Wait, did I even type his name? Oh, wait, I didn't. I'll type it right now. Let's obviously talk about the Architect, who's actually getting a title shot this Monday.
Yes.
And that is Seth Rollins. Now, you say that Dean Ambrose will go on SmackDown because he'll take that belt with him, but he's probably going to lose at Battleground. So will that belt end up going to Raw anyway? Because the big story, it seems like, is that belt's going to stay on Raw because we're going to have Rollins, Reigns at SummerSlam, and AJ is probably going to win the fresh belt. What do you think? Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I think whoever retains at Battleground is going to be the... I think the Raw champion is going to be... Yeah, I can't even speak right now. The winner at Battleground will stay on Raw. I think Reigns, Rollins is pretty much... It's been set for a while for SummerSlam. I don't think they're going to stray from that, even though Rollins will be cheered the whole match probably.
Yeah.
And I think that Rollins should be on Raw, and eventually I think that guy's going to be a top face at some point within the next year.
Okay.
Fans love the guy. They just want to cheer him. I mean, you can even fall back on the documentary they did in the network to push those clips to even make his face turn like they should have to begin with, really. But I think Rollins would be on Raw and be the face of them for a while. I think eventually they might go back to even having Triple H turn on him and have those two go at it at some point.
I have a feeling that's they'll be leading to that.
There was some tension before the injury, so I think they're going to do that.
Yeah, I think so too. So having said that, Nate, do you second guess our choice to put Ambrose on SmackDown, or would you still leave him there?
I still leave him there because I think you've got to separate the Shield after Battleground.
Okay.
I think, you know, two guys on one show, one guy on the other, and it makes more sense to keep Rollins and Reigns together. So, yeah, but I do think now, you know, now that we've kind of talked this out, I do think that I'm going to say Seth is our champion. Roman is chasing on Raw, and Dean and AJ are fighting over the whatever belt is created for SmackDown.
Okay. All right. So far we got three on Raw: Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and three on SmackDown: AJ Styles, John Cena, and Dean Ambrose. Pretty easy so far. Let's get into the women, and then we'll go back to the WWE guys. The women's belt, it seems like, will be a floater. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know if the women's belt is going to be show specific. I don't know if there's rumors they're going to bring back the Divas belt, which I think would be an atrocious idea. So let's talk about Charlotte, our women's champion. Brian, where do you see her going? Where do you think they'll put the women's belt for now?
I think Raw, especially since Stephanie McMahon was so big on the Divas Revolution, which is now the women's belt. I think Charlotte stays on Raw. They really try to highlight the women's wrestling there.
Okay.
So I think she'll be on Raw.
Okay. Nate, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah, I agree. I think they keep the women's belt on Raw, at least for now. And, you know, maybe occasionally as we go throughout the year, she'll pop up and do some defenses on SmackDown. But, yeah, I think if not exclusive to Raw, it'll be primarily showcased on Raw.
Okay. I think and I think this is unanimous, why don't we put, because that's going to be the big feud going to Brooklyn, why don't we put Sasha Banks on Raw?
Yep.
Because obviously that's the big match in Brooklyn. Here's an interesting one. I love this girl to death, and I think she's going to get the belt eventually, but I think they can do a lot with her.
Eva Marie.
She wants the xylophone. Maybe she should change her hair to like black with the
what? Oh man.
Let's talk about Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch to death. I don't know if they want to load up all the women, but I think they want to. I think if Sasha's going to be the top baby face on Raw, I see Becky Lynch as the top baby face girl diva on SmackDown. Women's wrestler. It's hard. I don't even know what to call them. Ladies wrestler. I don't want to be called divas anymore. Or do you think, Brian, that they're going to load up? That they're just going to load up the all the women on Raw? Do you think they'll split all the if the belt is staying on one show? Will they load up the women all on Raw? What do you think?
I think they'll split them up. Actually, I don't think they're going to load them all on one brand.
Okay.
I think they're going to split them up.
Now
they have some people to call up in NXT too, and they can fill out both rosters. I think they'll do that for now.
Well, we got plenty of NXT people. Believe me. All right. How about this? Should we make Charlotte a floater? Do you think they'll have her bounce around, Nate?
I would. Like if we're making this call, I think it just helps both shows and it helps Charlotte to kind of have her bouncing around, you know, primarily like maybe a 60-40 split. 60% of the time she's on Raw, 40% of the time she's making defenses on SmackDown or making appearances. But, yeah, for the amount of women that they have, like I think Becky should be on SmackDown. Sasha should be on Raw. You should kind of divvy up the women that way, but Charlotte should kind of be above it all.
Okay. So we're going to put Sasha on Raw. We'll put Becky on SmackDown, and we're going to make Charlotte a floater. And I think she's perfect for that. So, but I agree with you, Nate. I think she'll be leaning more towards Raw feuds. But we'll see her every once in a while on SmackDown, too. Because I think I agree with you, Brian. I don't think they're going to throw all the women on one show. Let's go through the rest of the women. Dana Brooke, I think technically we'll put her under floater because she's probably going to follow Charlotte wherever she goes for the time being.
Yeah.
Do we bother with either of the Bellas?
Ooh, that's
well,
a good
one. Bree's gone. I don't think we'll see Bree anymore. But what about Nikki? What do you think of Nikki?
If Nikki does come back, she'll probably go to SmackDown.
There's Hubby Boy's there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't think they're going to break up that couple.
No, Nikki will not allow John Cena to be on another brand. Becky, what? That'll make for a great new show. No people power.
Beyonce was right. It was Becky with the good hair.
Let's go back to the men. All right, this is a tough one because we got to talk about this. This is a big deal for both brands. Mr. Fuck Money, what do you think of the New Day? I mean, this is a big deal because they alluded a couple weeks ago on Raw to them breaking up. And I know they want to make – Kofi's never going to be a main eventer. I know they love Big E, and X is X.
Yeah.
But right now, they're really still good. I don't think he can yet, at least for the next, say, 6 months, and then maybe – you know, you could storyline any trades. I mean, Jesus, you could do whatever you want. But for the time being, would you keep them together?
I would. I mean, there's going to be plenty of time to do the split, and I do think out of the three of them, Big E has the most potential. I've said for years, even though now my hope is waning and dwindling, like I think Big E could be a legitimate black WWE heavyweight champion.
I think so too.
But I do think it's too early, though, to split these guys up. They're so entertaining. They're still pretty over. So I would keep them together. The question is, do you put them on Raw or SmackDown? And I'm guessing they probably want to keep these guys on Raw.
Okay. What do you think, Brian?
I think Raw's the way to go. I think they still have mileage left in this act. The tag team division is very strong anyway, so there's no sense breaking up another team. So I think they're perfect on Raw for now. Maybe next year you can look at drafting Big E somewhere else, splitting them up. But for right now, I think they stay together as a unit, and Raw's a good place.
Okay. So we'll keep the New Day as a group on Raw. Now let's talk about their opponents at Battleground. What do we do with Mr. Wyatt, Harper, Mr. Strowman, and am I blanking? Who's the other one?
The Vintner? Rowan?
Rowan. Yeah, Rowan. Yeah. Senor Benjamin's cousin. Obviously, they stay together. I know they want to eventually make Harper kind of a singles guy. But right now, I mean, they have to stay together.
Yeah.
And we keep them. Well, obviously, we'll send them to Raw. Although I think eventually I think they'll be on Raw for the moment. But I do think they're a team that down the line could be sent to to SmackDown. So here's another one that I just as I dragged two at the same time. Let's talk about another diva. Let's talk about Paige, who probably the worst thing ever to happen for her was going on Total Divas, because she's become an utter space cadet. And, you know, now all this stuff with Del Rio and everything. Should we even bother? I mean, is it worth putting her on either of the brands? Do we put her on Floater?
Her stock has just fallen in the past year. You look at from when the girls came up for the Divas Revolution, and Paige was at the forefront of that, and they had the Team PCB, even though I like the Submission Sorority name better for multiple reasons, but
yes.
She's just fallen, and I think a lot of that is due to the way they booked her. Like, she was heel one moment, babyface the next. She had that awkward segment with Charlotte where she brought up Charlotte's dead brother. And I don't think she's ever been able to regain that momentum that she had with the fans. But yes, I don't think it matters. Like for a lot of the women that we have left in the women's category, to me, it's kind of heads or tails, you know, whether you want to put them on Raw or SmackDown, because honestly, outside of Sasha, Becky, Charlotte, and a couple of the girls down at NXT who I think could really make a difference, everyone else is just kind of there.
Okay. All right. So why don't we put Paige? Why don't we put her under Floater, which almost means, you know, not even worth it. Unemployed. Because I mean, I don't know. Let's fill up NXT and then we'll get back to the other two shows. Let's talk about now I didn't put any tag teams in the NXT list. Everybody's a single. Like, I have Gable and I have Jordan separate, but I don't see them splitting up. I mean, American Alphas. I mean they're awesome. So I think they'll stay. So we will put Mr. Jordan and Mr. Gable in NXT. We will put Mr. Wilder, one half of, I think we'll keep the Revival together. So I'm trying to do this on my laptop, and it's okay. There we go. Dash Wilder. Trust me, I've had more dead air, you know, trying to figure out YouTube clips.
Can we send people back down to NXT?
Actually, you know, it's funny you say that, Nate. We'll get more into that in the second segment. I was thinking about that today because I think there might be guys who could benefit from some time in NXT.
Yeah,
I think some guys could benefit. Why am I blanking? Is it Blake or is it Buddy Murphy? Who's the other guy in the Revival? Why do I always forget?
Dawson.
It's Dawson. That's right. So, Scott.
Yeah, Dash and Dawson.
Dash and Dawson. All right. So, the current NXT Tag Team Champions, we will put them back. Here's one that I want to talk about like crazy, because I have a feeling this guy's being moved up. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts on it. Austin Aries. Who many feel has been kind of lost in the shuffle. But I have a feeling about him. I think he's going to SmackDown. But maybe I'm out on a limb. But that's why we have a unit here. Brian, Austin Aries stay in NXT, or do you promote him?
I actually believe he's going to stay in NXT.
Okay.
I think he's going to work with some of the guys who need experience. He'd be great with that. And he can eventually go to SmackDown at some point, but right now, like NXT, working with other guys, helping them improve, be the best use of him.
Okay. Godfather?
I'm torn on this one because I do think that a lot of these former TNA guys need to be up on the main roster. I don't think they're serving much purpose down in NXT, but there is something to be said for keeping a veteran or two down there. And I think Austin Aries is a guy both in the ring and on the mic that can teach these young guys a lot of things in NXT. And so I'm going to be bringing up a bunch of, not a bunch, but some key members of the NXT roster. So I want to keep Austin Aries down there so we at least have some continuity.
All right. Okay. But I do think he is going to go to SmackDown eventually, even before the next draft. So, but right now, we'll put Austin Aries in NXT.
And me, honestly, I think he makes his main roster. I think he's a guy that you could expect to see, at the Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like that. That's his big debut.
Okay. Yep. I like that idea. All right. Here's a big one. Mr. Balor.
He gone.
Yeah, I think his time is up. But here's the big thing. Brian, does he join the club?
I don't know if he joins or not, but I think they're definitely going to play into that, and they'll put him on SmackDown with AJ and the others.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they'll maybe feud them for a while, Finn and AJ. But I don't know if they're going to put him in the club right away.
Do you see him on we feel he'll go to SmackDown or Raw?
I think SmackDown if AJ's there. Absolutely, okay. Go to SmackDown.
All right, so we will put Finn Balor. So NXT loses one of their big guns. Let's talk about... let's see, any other main eventers that I haven't... how about a guy like Alberto Del Rio? I almost think like him and Sheamus are in the same boat here. They're kind of almost at the same level.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you think? Del Rio. Del Rio and Sheamus. We'll do a package deal with them. Del Rio and Sheamus. Both on the same, split
I'd
them.
I'd split them. I'd have them help other guys get over, go through them. So I'd put either one, maybe Del Rio on SmackDown, Sheamus on Raw.
All right.
But I'd keep them apart.
Okay. What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I agree. And I'd put Del Rio on SmackDown because I think he can work with some of those guys better than Sheamus would. And I also think that there's... Sheamus can fill some henchman roles, particularly on Raw with Stephanie running things.
Okay. So great. All right. So far we have on Raw, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, New Day, the Wyatts, and Sheamus. On SmackDown, we have AJ Styles, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor, and Alberto Del Rio. We only did the tag team so far, but we have both American Alpha and the Revival in NXT and Austin Aries. And we have Brock, Charlotte, Dana, only because they shoot their package deal, and Paige as floaters. Paige only because, she'll be floating somewhere. let's talk about another one. And this is, I really wish Steve was here for this one because this is his girl. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to probably be dead wrong, but I bet you I'll be right. And I'm curious to see what you guys say next week on Clotheslines and Headlines. I'm going to throw it out there right now. Bayley stays in NXT. Brian, you first. Agree, disagree? What do you think?
I actually disagree. I think she'll be on SmackDown.
Okay. Think it's time for her to be promoted? All right.
Yeah, she's done all she can in NXT. She's barely featured in the past couple of months. Hasn't really done too much down there. I think she's going to be promoted.
Okay. Nate, what do you think?
I agree with Brian. I think she's going to get a big send-off from NXT, and then she'll come to the main roster. And I think more than likely, once Sasha wins the belt and they kind of get through that whole program with Charlotte, Bayley will probably be the next opponent for Charlotte, because I think they could work really well together and tell some interesting stories with those two.
Okay, so that's my next question. We won't do it here. When Charlotte loses at SummerSlam, which she will, where does she go? Because she'll no longer be a floater. She goes to SmackDown?
I think you put on Raw, because and this is, I'm pulling very thin strands of continuity out of WWE programming, which is always a dangerous thing. But I don't know if you remember, Scott and Brian, a couple months ago, they had this weird backstage interaction between Stephanie McMahon and Charlotte.
After
she kicked her daddy to the curb.
Yeah.
And so I think if they do want to head in that direction or tell some more McMahon Flair stories, that's a place to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because you said that Bayley and Charlotte could feud, but Bayley's on SmackDown. Or do you think it could be a crossover thing for Mania?
I think that's something that you could build for Mania. Like,
okay.
Even without the title, I think that's a match.
Oh, absolutely.
With those two in front of that crowd that's going to be there for Mania weekend, I think that's a hell of an undercard match.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep Bayley on SmackDown, and we say Charlotte, once she loses the title, right now we'll have her as a floater, but she will be on Raw when she loses to Sasha. All right. Let's get some tag teams. The Vaudevillains. I'm assuming they stay together. You don't want to put them. There's really no need to put them apart. Where do you stick them? We'll put them on. Do we leave them on Raw because New Day have the belts?
Yeah, let's leave them on. Plus, they're very
okay.
Yeah, they're very gimmick heavy too. So
let's
leave them on Raw.
How about your boy Apollo Crews? I love Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews.
This is one of the people that when I said, can we send people back down to NXT? Apollo was one of the guys I was thinking about because I still think that they moved him up way too early. I think that you're going to have this exodus of names like Balor, like we talked about, and maybe some other big names as we continue on with this. And I think it would have been wise for them to leave Apollo down there to kind of step in and be the top guy at NXT for a while. But instead, they threw him up on the main roster and plugged him into a feud with Sheamus, which is damn near death. And, you know, we still don't know anything about this character. You know, I like the guy. I think he has a lot of potential, but they've done him no favors with the way they portrayed him so far. So in a world, obviously you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, but I think they should have left him on NXT. But as it stands now, I guess we keep him on Raw.
All right, Brian. I'll move him to NXT if we have a vote.
I agree with everything Nate just said. They rushed him up too soon without any real plan other than, you know, showing off his athleticism a little bit. But I think he's going to stay in the main roster. I don't think he's going anywhere. And since Shane was the one who brought him to the main roster, I'd put him on SmackDown.
Maybe play
a little bit. So I'd leave him. I'd put him on SmackDown. Maybe something happens with that. You know, there for him.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So we'll put him on SmackDown. Let's talk about Cesaro. He is a guy that right now tailor-made to go to SmackDown. Or is he? Interesting question here because we already have Styles, Cena, Ambrose. We have Balor. So those are guys that are be top heavy. The whole point of the brand split is to give guys like Cesaro main event shots.
Yeah.
Right.
So with us kind of filtering the Raw roster, the roster off of Raw, does Cesaro still fit there? What do you think, Brian? Where would you put him?
I put him on SmackDown. You know what Shane said to close Raw. He wants to put people. You know, he wants to break the glass ceiling. And what better person than Cesaro on SmackDown to be pushed higher? The person Vince McMahon said a year ago on the Stone Cold podcast, I didn't have much charisma. You know, Shane can prove his dad wrong by putting him on SmackDown, having him win a bit, get some momentum going, maybe get a title shot or something. I think SmackDown's a perfect place for him. He can maybe be a number two face in SmackDown if all goes right.
Okay. Do you agree, Nate?
I agree. I think that the issue is, much like with the Shield, where you kind of have to separate these guys, I think there's a group, and I'm including Cesaro, Zayn, Owens, maybe even Jericho. Like, these guys kind of need to be separated. And, you know, I don't care if you do three over here, one over here, or two over here, and two over there. But I do think you've got to separate them. So, yeah, I've got no problem with Cesaro on SmackDown, just as long as everybody else in that group doesn't end up there with him.
Right.
Okay. Why don't we do this now? Let's split up the two. Let's talk about the two guys with the secondary belts at the moment, and that is the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, and the United States Champion, Rusev. We obviously need to split those belts up. Do we go reverse of the old of the way that it's been done for years, or do we go back to the way it used to be? Do we keep the IC belt on Raw? Do we put the U.S. title on SmackDown? What do you think, Brian? What would you do?
I'd keep it with Miz, the IC title. I'd keep him on Raw. Him and Maurice are a great act. I'd keep that on Raw.
Okay.
And the Rusev Lana act seems to be Rusev's the clear star now. And I'd keep Rusev on SmackDown. And he's a great heel. And he can even advance past the U.S. title stage. And rebuilding him pretty well, I think. He's great, Rusev. I'm a big fan of his. He should be pushed higher, and I think SmackDown's a good place for him.
What is with this Rusev Renaissance, Godfather?
I think it's the law of addition by subtraction. We got rid of all the Summer Rae and Dolph stuff. We got rid of the League of Nations, and we got back to what makes the character great. It's just this big athletic brute that also cuts funny promos every now and then. And I think Lana's been de-emphasized, which is probably a good thing at this point. And I agree with Brian. I think that Rusev has the potential to be, you know, either your kind of mid-card gatekeeper, or if things go right for him, he could be one of your top heels on a SmackDown. So, I think that Rusev is your guy on SmackDown. And as petty as it is, I still think Vince views the IC belt as better than the US belt. And
I agree.
He's going to keep it on the flagship.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, guys. Great job so far. Why don't we take a break? Let's assess the situation. On Raw, we have Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, New Day, so that's three guys, Wyatt Family, that's four guys, Sheamus, the Vaudevillains, and Miz. On SmackDown, we have AJ Styles, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor, Alberto Del Rio, Bayley, Apollo Crews, Cesaro, and Rusev. On NXT, we have the American Alpha, we have the Revival tag teams, and we have Austin Aries, and floaters, guys, people that can bounce around from show to show depending on what's going on. Brock Lesnar, Charlotte, and Dana Brooke, their package deal, and Paige. When we come back here on this special episode of the main event, a two-parter with clotheslines and headlines next week, we'll continue on. We'll talk about guys like, obviously, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens we haven't talked about, Heath Slater. That's a big one. I actually have a few choices for main roster guys to go to NXT. I have a couple in my head. And anybody else that's getting promoted. More main event mock draft.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com. The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds as well. On the Place to Be podcast feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with clotheslines and headlines, main event, Mission Indie Possible, in our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super shows. Relive Wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We also have sports cover too with the Sports Lounge, the TJ McClune Show, and NBA Team Podcast. On our brand new PTB Pop podcast feed, we offer great shows such as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both feeds on iTunes and be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows are available on PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to check out on the right-hand side of the site for details on how to support the site when you shop at Amazon and download our free Place to Be Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the pro wrestling only Place to Be Nation podcast network. That's the PWO PTBN podcast network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the Reaction Shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
And welcome back, Police Be Nation, to the main event. Scott Criscolo, Brian Bayless, the Godfather, Nate Milton. We are doing our two-part podcast previewing the WWE draft. And then next week, on the next episode of Clotheslines and Headlines, you, Godfather, along with Mr. Willie and Mr. Rosero, will check out how we did tonight. See if how close we came. See if there's any... I think we're doing pretty good. I don't think we've taken too many risks yet, but... the night is still young. PoliceManation.com, your home for everything pop culture. The newest edition of the excellent WWE Network Adventure. For those that are new to the website, welcome. Myself, my PIC, Mr. Rosero, Chad Campbell, Jason Greenhouse, Dan McGinn. We are watching everything on the network in chronological order. And... giving our feedback, our comments, best performances, surprises, disappointments, etc. Who has cool sports gear, weird things going on in the crowd, how much Coke Lord Alfred has under his nose or on his tuxedo during those TNTs. No TNT this week, though. We kind of go off the TNT trail. The October 21st, 1984 Maple Leaf Gardens house show. This has the infamous, well, I should say it's infamous. It's actually famous. Kamala Andre the Giant cage match, the one that you used to see on the beginning of the old Coliseum videos when he would slam Kamala. That's that show. So, unfortunately, it was clipped. I mean, it's a longer show, but it's only like 48 minutes. But check it out. Actually, Brian, you pinch hit.
I did.
For that, yeah. Because Chad just quit on the TNTs. Big baby. No, he wants NWA. Chad had to take a step back, but he'll be back. It's kind of a rotating thing. I really, myself, Greeny, and Dan, and JR, we're kind of like the stalwarts, and we got some, like, you know, some rotating guys. But Brian, great job with that. And so check it out. The newest edition of the WWE Network Adventure, the October 21st, 1984 episode, or not episode, 84 Maple Leaf Gardens house show. Glenn Butler with your Wednesday walk around the web. The newest episode of Titans of Wrestling, Kelly and Travis, do part one on an ongoing miniseries devoted to the exploration of Stampede Wrestling. We're going to go into Stu Hart's kitchen with the three ovens. Or he probably threw his kids. So check it out. It's pretty awesome. Stampede Territory Part 1, the newest episode of Titans of Wrestling. Newest episode of Lucha Undead. Check out Jordan Duncan. Shoot interview. But check it out. Newest episode of Lucha Undead, a conversation with Jordan Duncan. JR's in my Vintage Vault Refresh, the April 12th, 1993 episode of Monday Night Raw. The mini face turn for the Heavenly Bodies. Not the Heavenly Bodies, the Beverly Brothers. For the Beverly Brothers. So check that out. Mr. Bayless, your Raw recap from the Joe. And the newest episode of the Place to Be podcast. JR and I did SummerSlam 2006 from, as Brian's throwing his laptop out the window, which is what's probably going to happen to the anonymous Raw GM after he drafts poorly on it next Tuesday. No.
Yes.
So check it. Yes, newest episode of the Place to Be podcast. JR and I did SummerSlam 2006 from Boston. So check that out. And with that, Steve Riddle did his Vintage Vault previewing, and he did the Ric Flair, Mick Foley, I Quit match from that show. So check it out. PlaceBeNation.com, your home for everything pop culture. Of course, go to Amazon.com through PlaceBeNation, and we get a little kickback to help run the site. Of course, check out the free ebooks that JR and I have released. We have three of them out. We have the Federation Era, all the pay-per-views from WrestleMania 1 till Survivor Series 1992. The second book, Volume 2, is all of the original Saturday Night's main events from 1985 to 1992. And then Book 3 is the first half of the new generation, so all the pay-per-views from the 1993 Royal Rumble until WrestleMania 12. So check that out, too. Those are all absolutely free. And the clicks are gaining. I believe, I'm pretty sure the Federation Era one is still number one. It might even be number two on Amazon's pop culture ebook list. So check it out. PlaceBeNation.com, your home for everything pop culture. Don't forget all the feeds as well, too. My God. We have our Place to Be Nation feed. We have the PWO feed. We have the Pop feed. The PTBM Pop feed. Popping my peas. Love you, Brad. But I can't pop my peas. Pop. Kings of Sport. Great show, Nathaniel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
When's the next?
This week, we've got the we kind of cheated last week. Where we put out a show on Monday.
You deflate-gated your show?
We deflate-gated. We still have to appeal to the Supreme Court on this one. But we put out a show on Monday, which kind of straddled the gap between the week before and this past week. So technically we did one show over the last 2 weeks, but Brother Marcus was north of the border, but he's back. So we're going to have a fun show this week where we discuss his travels as well as UFC 200, the sale of the UFC, and we're finally going to get into some NBA free agency talk. So should be a fun show this week.
All right, super. So newest episode of Kings of Sport. All right, let's get back to our draft. To recap, this is what we have so far. On Raw, we have Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, New Day, the Wyatt family, so that's seven guys right there, Sheamus, the Vaudevillains, and The Miz. On SmackDown, we have AJ Styles, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor, Alberto Del Rio, Bayley, Apollo Crews, Cesaro, and Rusev. On NXT so far, we have the American Alpha, we have the Revival, and Austin Aries. And in the floater role, we have Brock Lesnar, Charlotte, along with Dana Brooke, since they're together, and Paige. So we got a lot of guys left to stick in places. How about a guy they talked about a lot on Raw Monday night in the Battle Royal for that number one contender spot, which was stupidly won by Titus O'Neil? Let's talk about Baron Corbin. I love the little touch on Monday where they had him put the Andre the Giant trophy at ringside to kind of intimidate everyone in the ring that he's like the master of the Battle Royal. I thought that was a great touch. I kind of see him staying on Raw. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I think Raw is fine for him for right now. And right now he needs to offer something better on the roster than what he's doing now. He's that feud with Ziggler sucked. I mean, both guys came out looking awful, and he's just once the bell rings, there's nothing about him right now. Hopefully they got something out of him to do, but right now he's just, I'm not gonna say it's a lost cause yet, but he's brings nothing to the table right now.
Okay. What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, he's another one of those toothpaste guys that I think was probably brought up to the main roster too fast and could have done with some more seasoning down in NXT. But since they've already brought him up, I don't see them sending him back down. So, yeah, let's put him on Raw.
Okay, so Baron Corbin on Raw. Let's talk about, and I kept them as separate, let's talk about Big Cass and Enzo. I kind of like them on SmackDown. I think their talent and their personalities, plus I think they're going to continue helping this club feud with AJ. We'll get to the club in a minute. I didn't even mention Machine Gun and Gallows, but I like Cass and Enzo on SmackDown. Or do they get broken up? Nate, I'll put that in your hands. What do you think?
Oh, man, if I had a dime for every time somebody asked me a question about Enzo and Cass.
Okay, Stone Cold. If I had a dime for every dime.
Eventually, they will get broken up because, you know, Vincent Kennedy McMahon loves big dudes, and Big Cass will certainly qualify as a big dude. So I think eventually they will. But for now, they're going to stay together. And I would put them on SmackDown because – to me, they're almost like each brand needs a big audience participation act. And I think you've got that with the New Day on Raw. And I think if you had the New Day and Enzo and Cass on the same show, you know, it's kind of depriving another show of that big audience participation moment. So, yeah, let's put the realest guys in the room on SmackDown.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Brian? Agree?
I agree. Yeah. They're part of the, you know, they also brought up right after WrestleMania and Raw when Shane was in charge. You know, new and fresh. I leave him on SmackDown. I mean, put him on SmackDown.
Okay. Why do I get the weird feeling that Vince one day is going to go, I got a great idea. I want to redo the skyscrapers. And then we end up having Big Cass and Baron Corbin as a tag team.
Probably
as much talent as Sid and Spivey too.
If it brings back Teddy Long
with the skullet,
with the skullet and the little Kango hat, I'm for it.
The little Kango hat. That's right. I forgot about that. That's awesome. So we'll see. I don't know. I just popped into my head. Seriously, as I'm looking at the names, I'm like, oh Christ, Vince is gonna be like, yes, the skyscrapers. Oh God. All right. Let's talk about. Let's get serious about two guys right now. Because right now they're linked forever. They're linked for their careers. They have a shirt with both of them on it. Obviously, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Do we get a tease that they have one match at Battleground and then they get broken up? So Brian, do we put Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in the same roster? Or do we get a tease that they get broken up but still have their match at Battleground? Their match won't be canceled. That would suck. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, the match won't be canceled. But I think it'd be the final blow off for them for now.
For a while. Yeah, for a
and
while.
And I think Owens is going to stay on Raw. I mean, they constantly show him with Stephanie McMahon. They're playing off something there. They're setting something up, I believe. So Owens on Raw would be a good fit for that. And Zayn can stay and can be put on SmackDown for a while. And they can always have these two go back to the history at some other point. But right now, they should keep them apart.
Okay.
It's been Nate? 6-7 months, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, the big blow-off for now should be at Battleground, and then you split them up. And, yeah, Owens makes perfect sense on Raw because he's a utility player. You know, he's a guy that is great in the ring and can make a lot of those guys look good. But he's also a great character, and you know, you could put him on commentary and have him interact in the backstage areas with Stephanie. So, yeah, I think Owens is going to be one of these guys that benefits maybe the most from the brand split because he's going to get more time to do his thing.
Okay. I think that because I think Owens is going to – advance higher up the card than Sammy. Because right now we've kind of loaded SmackDown pretty good. And I think Sammy is going to kind of get lost in the shuffle. Oh, Sammy AJ just sounds so delicious, doesn't it? Wow.
And I, honestly, though, I think if you flipped it and put Owens on SmackDown and Sammy on Raw, and this is no shade on Sammy, I still think Owens would get to a higher point just because I think he has a higher ceiling in terms of what they want from their superstars than Sammy does.
Mm-hmm. That's possible. That's true. I agree with that.
I agree. And I also think JBL was pushing the shit out of Owens in commentary too on Monday. He really was.
Yeah, he absolutely
was. That's for a reason. They have something planned for him, I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Brian. I definitely think something's in the offing for the fighter, for KO. I agree 100%. All right, so we'll put Kevin Owens on. We'll keep Kevin Owens on Raw, and we'll move Sammy to SmackDown. All right. Let's get back to NXT. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There were some names I just typed for the sake of typing them. I have no idea who Andre Almas is. Is he a jobber or is he somebody?
That's the former La Sombra. He's a great wrestler. Kind of stumbled out of the gate the way they booked him in NXT, but he'll stay there for a while.
Okay. Nate, who the hell's Angelo Dawkins? Is that Senior Benjamin's cousin?
I mean, he's probably not as stereotypical as your boy No Way Jose, so he's got that going for him.
That's true. All right, here's an interesting one. Mr. Nakamura. I don't think he gets brought up. And everyone's going to think that's an insult, and that's because, you know, because people want to think that way. I don't think staying on NXT is a demotion or anything like that. I mean, Nakamura, I believe, is going to be your next NXT champion. So I personally would leave Nakamura for the time being on NXT. What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I think he stays down there for a little while longer. But I think before the end of the year, he's going to be on the main roster. But
like
I think
another Rumble move, maybe, like Aries.
Like I think for now, you know, especially with the big takeover in Brooklyn, like that's going to be a big spotlight for Nakamura, and he can kind of be the top guy on NXT for a little while. But you know, they've done a good job with him so far, kind of introducing him to the WWE universe. And it would not surprise me though if you know Rumble or maybe even a little bit before that, we see Nakamura pop up. And I think he's got money written all over him, and as long as they don't screw it up, he's going to be a star.
Okay. What do you think, Brian? Agree?
I agree. I think he'll be in NXT a little bit longer, and when he does come up, he'll be on Raw. I think that's the place for him. He's like a rock star act almost, and that would fit on Raw pretty well, I think.
I agree. Yeah, I like him on Raw, too. Here's an interesting one. Neville. Has Neville's injury kind of truly lost him in the shuffle? I think you got to keep him on Raw. I don't think my personal opinion, I think he stays on Raw. I think we got to be careful overloading SmackDown with all the workers, because then you're going to end up like Raw 03, where you know it's going to be Scott Steiner, Kevin Nash, and other guys with blown quads. So I think we need to have some workers. You know, we need to have one Shawn Michaels floating around somewhere. So I would keep Neville on Raw, because I think Neville Miz is the feud that I think we'll see eventually.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, Nate?
I agree. And the thing with Neville is, unlike AJ or Cesaro or even a guy like Sami Zayn, perhaps, I think Neville's a guy that is pretty much close to maxing out his potential in the WWE. Like, I think he's going to be a great mid-carder. Like, he can be a great mid-carder sometimes, an upper mid-carder, but that's as far as he's ever going to get.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, you know, you put him in there, and he's a great foil, you know, for guys like Miz or big guys like Sheamus. And, yeah, I think Neville fits in on Raw.
Okay. Brian, agree?
I totally agree on that. You know, Raw needs a guy like him, I think, at this point in our draft. He's a great talent, and he just came. It looks like he worked the dark match on the SmackDown tapings yesterday, so he's ready to come back soon. He's very smooth in the ring, strong guy too. I mean, he deadlifted Owens for a German suplex a year ago, so he's a good talent. But I think Raw's a good place for him right now.
Okay. Obviously, we got some like women stragglers here. Obviously, let's empty out some of these babes. I think Lana will go to SmackDown because obviously Rusev's there. Where does Eva Marie fit? She go back to NXT?
I think she has to at this point. I don't know.
She should be working.
She's gonna offer on the main roster right now.
Yeah,
I think she needs to improve too.
She's abysmal. She's abysmal. I'm gonna put Mojo Rawley in the column that says Hardy Backyard because I'm putting I don't want him anywhere near any of these rosters because I think he's a scrub.
Delete.
Yes, we are deleting Mojo Rawley with the xylophone. How about Asuka? She's still the women's champion. Keep her on NXT, so we're going to stick her there. I love her. Yep. She's awesome. Carmella. Time for her to go to SmackDown with her boys.
Yeah,
or does she stay in NXT right now? What do you think, Nate?
I actually like that move because it gives them a little bit of a not that they need to be freshened up, but it gives them a little bit of their own thing once this Cena club feud kind of runs its course. It gives them their own little hook. So, yeah, I could see them bringing her up to team up with her boys again.
And I'm going to put Gallows. I keep forgetting to do this. Gallows and Anderson I'll put on SmackDown, obviously, because. Okay. Let me see. Who do we have left in the pool here? We don't got much. I don't have many pickings left here. Let's see. What do you think about Alexa Bliss? Time for her to be moved up?
I think you're running the risk of, like, you still got to have some people down there.
Okay.
Some of the girls down there because it can't just be Asuka and Nia Jax every week, even though I personally would enjoy that. You got to have more.
Right.
More than just two women in your division. So I think for the time being, Alexa stays down there.
Okay. All right, so I'll put her there. I'm filling out some of the women's spots. I'm sticking Summer Rae and Natalya on Raw. Emma should be back soon. We'll put her on SmackDown. We like her. I want her to bring her dancing back. And the last girls I have, Alicia Fox, Naomi, Rosa Mendez, and Tamina. I could care less what show they're on. Let's go back to NXT. How about guys like... Oh, here's an interesting guy. Mr. Itami. He's got to be healthy by now.
Yeah.
I feel like this injury was like 5 years ago.
He actually wrestled at a house show in NXT
okay.
A week or so ago, so he's back in action.
I think he needs to stay because...
He does, I do too.
We have the inevitable Itami-Nakamura feud, which will rip Tampa to shreds because it's going to be that awesome. So.
And plus, I think once Nakamura goes up, you know, it's almost like Nakamura's kind of come and stolen Itami's birthright.
I think I think that's a great storyline, too.
And so, yeah, I think eventually once Nakamura wins and leaves, you know, you've got Itami down there that can still be a great kind of anchor for NXT because, you know, we've missed him, man. I remember when he first came in, I was like, oh, this is going to be the guy right here. And then, you know, unfortunately, injuries happened.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad. When he got hurt, Kevin Owens was still in NXT.
Yeah.
Remember he walked by in the parking lot? That's a shame. That was great. Anybody else? Rhino, I think, will stay in NXT. I don't see him on either roster. I don't think it really matters.
No.
Now, I got a couple of names here. And this was a question that Steve was going to approach tonight, and I'll do it for him. While we're on the subject of NXT, obviously starting tonight on TV is the CWC, the Cruiserweight Tournament. Anybody floating around there that will stay and go to any of these rosters? One guy I would love to see them keep because he might be one of my favorite people, one of my favorite guys I've seen live in the last couple years is Cedric Alexander.
Mm.
Loved Cedric. I glow about it here and on the Place We podcast. One of the greatest live matches I ever watched in my life was last year, Rumble weekend in Philly, Cedric, ACH, and Seidel against the Young Bucks and AJ. they blew that place to, they blew the old ECW arena down to the ground. That's how awesome that match was. And I'm a big Cedric guy. But anybody on this in this bracket that you see maybe sticking around? Or is this all one shots? What do you think, Brian?
Well, Tajiri actually, I think, is going to be in the main roster. The rumor was that he's actually signed.
Okay.
Beyond the Cruiserweight Classic.
We'll put him on Raw.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Zack Sabre Jr. got an NXT deal after this ended. Let's see, the tournament. I'd love to see Cedric Alexander also get an NXT deal as well, like you mentioned.
I think Ciampa stays.
I think Ciampa stays. And Gargano would stay NXT, I think.
Yep. I'm going to move Johnny Gargano over to NXT. I'm going to move Ty Dillinger over to NXT as well. I think he stays. Nate, anybody in this tournament you think sticks around?
Besides the names that have already been mentioned, I think maybe the two that I would keep an eye on are Rich Swann.
Yes.
And maybe my favorite guy in the whole tournament, and this is my TNA bias showing, because I think TNA did him a disservice.
Jesse Goddard.
But TJ Perkins, to me, is a guy that is still relatively young. He's got a good look. He can move. He's got a personality. Like, I think there's money to be made with TJ Perkins.
And he's also been incredible and evolved this year too. TJP, he's really good.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna put him in, Mr. Milton. So TJ Perkins on NXT. All right. What about Nia Jax? Think she sticks around on NXT?
I think so. Like, I'm a big Nia Jax fan, but she still needs some seasoning.
Okay. All right. Let's go to let's go back to the main roster. How about Big Show?
Let me tell you what, Scott. You keep Big Show away from my SmackDown,
and I'll keep Senor Benjamin away from the Garden.
Yes. All due respect to Brother White, but no, He should not be on SmackDown. He's a Raw guy through and through.
Okay. Yeah, he actually is a Raw guy through and through. All right. So we'll put Big Show. I stuck him over in the Mojo Raleigh column. God, I'm so cruel. all right. So we'll move Big Show to Raw. Obviously, Kane will stay on Raw. How about this? This is one of my shockers. You guys are seeing who I'm grabbing onto on the screen here, and I'm moving him over. I think Dolph Ziggler goes to NXT.
Wow.
I mean, he needs it. And I think it'd be fine. Right now, can any wrestler say they got demoted? You know what demoted would be? Unemployment.
Yeah.
If I'm Dolph Ziggler, I would actually go to the guys and say, look, guys, you don't have much for me going on right now here. Let me go to NXT. Let me help those guys. Get me in the main event. You know, maybe make me NXT champion. And I bet you I could, you know, I could help them down there, and I think I can help myself when I come back. Yes or no? Am I stretching it here? What do you think, Brian?
I think with Dolph, he's going to stay in the main roster. He's still over somewhat. He's been there for several years, but he still gets a good reaction when he comes out. I mean, he's pretty uninspired in the ring. But I think he's going to stay in the roster. Main roster, and I don't think it matters where he goes, to be honest with you, but I guess Raw would be fine for him.
Okay.
He needs to freshen up his act too. It's stale. He's a show stale who doesn't steal any shows.
No.
I don't know. Maybe even SmackDown, he can maybe snap, turn heel and feud with the younger guy and put him over. Then again, he couldn't put over Baron Corbin, so who knows? Who knows? Any brand is fine with me.
Maybe, Nate, the jean jacket should be deleted.
Yes. we can throw that in a dilapidated boat.
Yes, in a dilapidated boat.
I like your idea with Dolph going to NXT, because for real, as long as they're not cutting my salary, if I'm Dolph, that's something that I would love. You know, you work less. You probably feel more fulfilled working with the younger guys and girls. You get to freshen up your character and kind of reconnect. But along the lines of what Brian's saying, I think he's in a weird space, because he's just old enough to be a veteran, but I don't think he's old enough to kind of be like a Rhino. You know, somebody that just is kind of going down there with the expressed intent of kind of giving back and helping. So he's kind of in no man's land. And, so I think he's stuck on the main roster. And Raw's as good a place as any because they do need guys that can go out there and work for, you know, 15, 20 minutes on those three-hour shows.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right, so we'll put Dolph Ziggler on Raw. I also put Kane on Raw because where the hell is she going to put him? Do we break up the Dudleys?
They should, but I don't think they will. Like, it's Bully Ray, and I love Devon Dudley. Like, the man has done a lot for the industry, and he, you know, he went through a lot with the Pope trying to steal his wife and his kids in TNA. But to me, Devon Dudley is kind of that veteran that I would have down in NXT. But when you talk about Bubba, anybody that saw what he did in TNA as Bully Ray, like, this guy is a perfect upper mid card to maybe spot main event heel. And I would, I would do that, but I don't think they're going to do it.
So they'll stay a team and we'll probably put them on. We'll put them on Raw.
Yeah.
All right. How about Chris Jericho? Keep him on Raw. Like, it matters.
Yeah. I think Raw, you're going to see like a lot of kind of familiar Attitude Era ish kind of faces sticking around on that roster.
Okay. I think Mark Henry goes to Raw because I think some of these guys are going to retire eventually anyway. Anybody here that I've missed, like major guys that I've missed? Anybody I missed on? Let's see. I got a bunch. I mean, all that's left on these rosters are some scrubs. So we'll just wherever they are now, we'll keep them there.
Sir, you will take that back when you're talking about the new and improved Darren Young with Bob Backlund.
That's right. It was Darren Young. I got the wrong primetime player. It was not Titus that won the Battle Royal. Darren Young won the Battle Royal. I sincerely apologize.
Yes, won the Battle Royal on his knees.
On his knees. And he will face The Miz at Battleground for the Intercontinental Championship. I don't think he wins, but I think he'll give him a good match, though. I think we'll give him a good match. So we'll put him on. We'll put him on Raw. Some of these other guys, I'm not even bothering. Kalisto, the Usos, do they get broken up?
Why would you? Like, I mean, basically, you end up with the same guy on each roster if you do.
That is true. Both dull.
and probably if I'm the Usos. If I'm Jimmy, I'm like, hey, Jay, I'll work this week on both shows. You work next week. And that way they kind of save their money. Nobody's going to know the difference.
Nobody will know the difference. It is an exemplary twin work. Just get in the boat.
That's the twin magic for real. Like, you know what? Jimmy's at home this week and Jay's working. The next week we get to switch.
That is great. Imagine that. What a great schedule that is. Are we done with NXT promotions? I don't think we have anybody left. If you guys could see the list from here, I don't think there's anybody left here that matters. So, Elias Sampson? Nah, he would stay in NXT.
We're keeping Joe on NXT?
He's a champion right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it, Nate.
Because to me, Joe is one of those guys that I think is, like, he's been ready to come up. And what better setting than the draft? Because I think, and contrary to what people might think, like, you want to put Joe on SmackDown, I think you'd want to put Joe on Raw. Because if I've got, whether Roman is heel or face, that's the match right there. Roman and Joe. Maybe you can go to Brock and Joe at some point. Like, I think
Brock and Joe would be awesome.
I think Brock and Joe is like that. That's a ready made, if not main event, like number two match on a big pay per view. Like, I think Joe is ready to come up. The problem is, you know, he's got the title, and I don't see him dropping it anytime soon.
Well, I mean, they could do what they did with Paige, and be like, "We're terribly sorry. You're on the main roster now. We're gonna have to strip you of the NXT title." Maybe it saves him from jobbing. And then we have a nice tournament. and maybe we have a Nakamura Austin Aries final or a Nakamura Itami final.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, you can do that. I can drag the tournament out and have it end at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn before SummerSlam.
All right, so Nate, why don't you put you have his number highlighted. Why don't you put Joe on Raw? Is that where you put him?
Yeah, I'd put Joe on Raw because I think that there's some matches with some guys on SmackDown like AJ that I think eventually we'll get to, but you can do that at kind of a later date. But I think in the immediate, the money is on showing up on Raw.
Okay. So Samoa Joe. So if you want to go ahead and you have him highlighted, if you want to go ahead and move him over, go ahead. So I'm looking at the rest of the roster. This is who I have left. We have Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Epico and Primo, Kalisto, Fandango and Tyler Breeze. I mean,
I don't think that's what
what the heck did you just do?
I turned the entire roster into Samoa Joe.
I got as many Samoa Joes. Oh boy. Okay. Did you blow away the rest of the roster? What the heck happened to the rest? No, I had nobody under a Tommy. Did I?
No. I just created a bunch of Samoa Joes.
God, thank God you're not in charge of any electronics on clotheslines and headlines. All right, we have to fix that. Because I hope there was Nakamura, Itami. I thought I did have some guys underneath. Maybe I didn't. No, I don't think I had anybody underneath.
Let's see. Let's undo and let's undo again. Yeah, you had a bunch of guys.
Oh, there. Okay, there we go. All right, good.
So, poor
Ty Dillinger and Gargano and all the guys in the tournament. All right. Okay, there we go. You lost your girl Nia Jax, too.
Samoa Joe just took over everything.
All right, so we've got, like I said, we've got like the social outcasts left. Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Jack Swagger, like a bunch of scrubs we don't really care about. So I'm just going to blow that column out. All I have left in the women is Alicia Fox, Naomi, Rosa Mendez, and Tamina. And then NXT, I took right off the roster on Wikipedia. So I have Blake, Buddy Murphy, Elias Sampson, Nick Miller, my man No Way Jose, Oney Lorcan. Oney Lorcan. That doesn't sound right for some reason. Sawyer Fulton, Shane Thorne, Sonny Dienst. I don't even know these people. These guys been on lately? Sonny Dienst. She's a diva, right? Aaliyah, Billy Kay, Liv Morgan, Mandy Rose, and Peyton Royce. All right. Let's just safe to say they'll all stay on NXT. All right.
Yeah.
Are you still trying to fix this? Now there's a gap.
There's a gap because I cut and pasted.
Oh, okay.
And there. Now I'm fixing the gap.
There, and I'll just add this name right underneath, and everything's all good. I just typed Senor Benjamin. No. All right, guys. So here is our pretty much completed rosters on both shows. Now, they're not equal. Like, they don't all have the same amount of guys, but that's not going to matter anyway. Because don't forget, Raw needs more guys because they have more show. So you kind of want a smaller roster on SmackDown because you're only dealing with 2 hours.
Right.
So I'm fine with that. All right, guys, here's what we have. On Raw, we have Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, The New Day, all three of them, the Wyatt family, all four of them, Sheamus, the Vaudevillains, Miz, who will keep the Intercontinental title on Raw, Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens, Neville, Summer Rae, Natalya, Tajiri, Big Show, Kane, Dolph Ziggler, The Dudleys, Chris Jericho, Mark Henry, Darren Young, The Usos, and Samoa Joe. That's the big one. On SmackDown, we have AJ Styles, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor, Alberto Del Rio, Bayley, Apollo Crews, Cesaro, Rusev, Big Cass, Enzo, Sami Zayn, Lana, Carmella, The Club, Gallows and Anderson, Emma. I threw Emma on there. And in NXT, American Alpha, The Revival, Austin Aries, Andrade Almas, Angelo Dawkins, Shinsuke Nakamura, Eva Marie, Asuka. I like Asuka better, but Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Hideo Itami, Nia Jax. Is it Nia or Nia? It's Nia, right?
Yeah.
Nia Jax.
Rhino. I always thought it was Nia when I first was just seeing the name and not hearing it, because it reminded me of Nia Peoples from back in the 90s.
I love Nia Peoples.
Oh.
Damn, she was hot. what was she on? Was that what show was that?
Was it The Party Machine with Nia Peoples?
It was The Party Machine. And then she was on one of those Saturday sitcoms. Was she on the show with Reggie Theus?
Oh, was that Hang Time?
Hang Time? Wasn't she on Hang Time? She might have been on something else. I got to look it up now.
Anthony Anderson was on Hang Time. Yes. I always forget that.
Yes, he was. That's right, he was.
A young, svelte Anthony Anderson.
Yes. Brian, do you remember Nia Peoples?
I do. I don't know what she was in. Was she the one in I know what she looks like. I just don't know what she was in right now for some reason.
Do you even want to know how old she is now? I think it's depressing if you hear how old she is.
She's probably
She's 50
late 40s.
She's 54.
Wow.
Wow. She was born in Hollywood, daughter of Elizabeth Jenner Music. In 1988, she hit number one on the Hot Dance Music Club Play chart with Trouble, which climbed to 35 on the Billboard Hot 100. Her most successful pop single is Street of Dreams, which hit number 12 in 1991. She made a music video in 1986 of All You Can Dream, directed by Alan Bloom and conceptualized by Keith Williams for the purposes of promoting the values of UCLA. Oh. She appeared in, oh, yes! Oh, my God, Godfather. She appeared in Raspberry Beret, the video.
Yes.
Oh, what a great video. All right, here it is. Notably, Peoples portrayed performing arts student Nicole Chapman on the hit TV series Fame. Really? I didn't know that.
Huh.
In 1987, she was in the movie North Shore as Kiani. She hosted the short-lived American version of Top of the Pops, as well as a weeknight dance music program called The Party Machine, and portrayed Texas Ranger Sidney Cook in the CBS hit series Walker, Texas Ranger during the Attitude Era. 1999 to 2001. In 2004, Peoples appeared in season 4 episode of Andromeda, The Spider's Strategium, as arms smuggler and love interest Rox Nava. She joined the cast of Young and the Restless in 2007, playing the role of Karen Taylor, and was released from the role in the spring of 2009. Her last air date was May. Peoples has been cast in the 2010 ABC Family TV series Pretty Little Liars, based on the book series by Sarah Shepard. She lives in Malibu. Oh, wait a minute. Godfather, she's currently going through a divorce.
Ah, because I see she was on Celebrity Wife Swap in 2013. So
yeah,
I
with
guess
Tiffany.
That didn't go too well.
Ugh, and I love both of them. Let's get.
And she's on Twitter, and so yeah, I might have to do some investigation.
Get some of that FM, if you know what I mean. She filed for divorce from her surfer husband. Oh, he's a surfer. It's money doing that. In other words, he was unemployed. So let's see. She's seeking to keep the couple's home, Malibu, California, a mobile California mobile home with an ocean view that's valued at $875,000. So I guess a mobile home in Malibu is not exactly a mobile home anywhere else.
It's not exactly the Wyatt's compound.
Yeah, exactly. Also listed among the club's community assets is a Las Vegas condo worth $91,000. So anyway, never thought we'd hear more about Nia Peoples in the history of PlaceToBeNation.com than we did right now.
Hashtag People's Power or We the Peoples.
We the Peoples. You should manage. All right. looking at the two main rosters, looking at Raw, looking at SmackDown, do you feel good about it? You feel confident?
All right. I was waiting to see if we were going to continue on and talk about Downtown Julie Brown for 20 minutes. But
I love Downtown Julie Brown. My God. A black girl with an accent? So
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, Brian, looking at the two rosters, do you feel comfortable? How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good about it. I think we can fill out 3 hours of Raw about as good as you can with a roster split. I think SmackDown's pretty impressive in the terms of talent for 2 hours. So I'm pretty happy with the both main brands right now.
What does Raw have that SmackDown doesn't, and what does SmackDown have that Raw doesn't? Like, what makes the shows distinct?
SmackDown has more of the newer, probably some more of the younger talent, too. They have a lot more NXT call-ups. They have more guys who been under the, guys being held down in the glass ceiling mold. And you have a guy like Cena, who's the bridge from the past, who can also be used to carry the brand to go for a little bit. And there's more of the in-ring action is on SmackDown. It's pretty solid on Raw, too. In general, they had a good in-ring roster anyway.
Yeah.
Talented roster.
I'm actually, as you can see, guys, I'm actually putting my man Cedric Alexander. I think he is going to stick around. I think he's going to stay on NXT. Nate, What do you think of the two rosters? You feel good about them?
Yeah, I really like the SmackDown roster in particular because to me it's kind of what that mid to late 90s WCW roster should have been. You know, where you had a big name or two on top, like we've got John Cena kind of being that bridge that Brian was talking about, but it's not at the expense of the younger guys and the high flyers. You know, so we've got, you know, the big name, the big ticket item in John Cena. We've got Dean Ambrose, who's kind of your more traditional, I guess, WWE style guy on this roster. You know, you got a guy like Del Rio, who's a veteran who can work with a bunch of different talents. But then you've also got AJ Styles, who I think is probably, if not the MVP of the WWE this year, he's in the conversation. So I think SmackDown's going to be a really good show if the roster is close to the one we picked. And then when you go to Raw, Raw has a solid mix. You know, it's more entertainment heavy, or quote unquote entertainment heavy. But I do think that there's some intriguing people on this roster, particularly like if my Samoa Joe prediction comes true. I think that could be a real game changer for them on Monday night.
I think too.
If you could put Joe in there with a guy like Owens or Roman Reigns or even Seth Rollins, I think that really freshens up what has become a stale show every Monday night. And when you're stuck at 3 hours or 3 hours and 15 minutes because we have to hook people into sticking around for Todd Chrisley, you know.
Only Brad sticks around for Todd Chrisley. He wouldn't care if there was bars and tone for 3 hours before Chrisley, so.
You know, you need as much diversity and as much entertainment and variety as you can get. And I really like both rosters. I think they each serve the function of the show. So, yeah, we'll see what they do come the draft. But I hope it's close to what we put together.
Mm. The Party Machine with Nia Peoples was only on for one season.
Yes. But
it was more?
It did. It left an indelible mark on our psyche.
It did. It absolutely
that was the era, though. Like, we had the Party Machine. You had MTV Live with Downtown Julie Brown. Was it Night Tracks that used to come on?
Oh, yeah, Night Tracks. That's right. It's not Nia. God, she was off. So here we go. There it is, guys. There is our completed rosters for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Let me repeat it one more time before we head out. Raw, we have Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, New Day, The Wyatts, Sheamus, The Vaudevillains, Miz, Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens, Neville, Summer Rae, Natalya, Tajiri, Big Show, Kane, Dolph Ziggler, The Dudleys, Jericho, Mark Henry, Darren Young, The Usos, and the big one that Nate really feels confident about, Samoa Joe. SmackDown, we have AJ Styles, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor, Alberto Del Rio, Bayley, Apollo Crews, Cesaro, Rusev, Big Cass, Enzo, Sami Zayn, Lana, Carmella, The Club, Emma, and the rest of the women, Alicia Fox, Naomi, Rosa, Tamina, they'll all end up on SmackDown. And NXT, we have the Revival, American Alpha, Austin Aries, Andrade Almas, Angelo Dawkins, those guys will stay. Nakamura will stay. Eva Marie, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Hideo Itami, Nia Jax, Rhino. The tournament going on right now will keep Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Ty Dillinger, TJ Perkins. We have Nia Jax twice. You really like her that much, Nate. You put her on the list twice. Or does she? Or did you want to type Nia Peoples? Maybe she could sit next. She could sit next to Corey Graves. And I think Cedric Alexander is going to stay from the. I think he's going to stay from the tournament too. There might be other guys, but I think some of those other guys don't want to get locked down. They might make pretty good money on the indie scene or Japan or whatever. I don't know if they want to get locked down to staying in Tampa all the time. So there we go. So, gentlemen, it has been fun. It's been a blast.
Hey, if you don't mind, Scott, I know this isn't my show, and no, this isn't the start of the clotheslines and headlines invasion angle.
that is just, true.
Just wait until Steve Willis shows up in that Lex Luger puppy shirt.
That's right. Looking to buy something at Service Merchandise.
Yeah, that's Steve Willis. He doesn't work here.
That's right. He doesn't work here. Who's that guy?
But I did have one question in terms of the shows and what we might be looking forward to, because this past Monday on Raw, of course, Vince McMahon made his triumphant return and named Shane as the general manager, not COO of SmackDown, and Stephanie, the general manager of Raw. But he did say that both shows needed commissioners. So I'm wondering who do you think, and Brian, who do you think would be the people to fill those roles?
I think for SmackDown, someone posted something online that Daniel Bryan might be that. And I think he'd be a great fit for that if he's willing to do the role. I don't know if he's willing to go back to TV all time each week without wrestling, but it'd be great in that role, for SmackDown in particular. And for Raw, I don't know who they'd pick, but I might be alone by saying this. I think Eric Bischoff coming back would be great for Raw. I actually like him a lot. I really do like him. I think he's a little bit different. I think he's cocky. I like Bischoff in that role. I always have. I might be alone. I was kind of played out for a lot of people probably, but I personally would not mind Bischoff coming back at all. But beyond him, I don't know who else to pick.
That's actually not a bad pick right there. Like I agree that it'll probably be Daniel Bryan for SmackDown if he wants it. If not Daniel Bryan, like just personally as a Steve Borden fanboy, I wouldn't mind seeing Commissioner Sting come out with the shades every now and then. But the Eric Bischoff pick is interesting because, you know, they did just put out the DVD. So he's kind of in the conversation. And one of the things Vince said on Monday was, if you don't pick a commissioner, I'll pick one for you. And you can have Stephanie, you know, her hubris is, I don't need one. I can run this myself. And Vince is like, okay, well, since you didn't do what I said, I'm going to stick you with Bischoff.
Maybe they can have, like, the continued sexual tension from 2002.
Yes. The unresolved story.
The unresolved story of Bischoff. You know, Bischoff already tried to mack on Linda, so, you know, maybe he can get a little something from that, too.
Yeah, it's no less creepy than the kind of inferred brotherly, sisterly love we've been seeing from Shane and Steph.
Well, that's been talked about for eons, but that's just the weirdness of that family. All right, so that's not bad. I'm gonna take somebody else instead of for Bischoff. That's pretty good outside box thinking, Brian. I'm trying to think. I got a perfect guy. Perfect guy. And he was mentioned as a guy that they approached for wanting to come back. And it's three letters, baby.
Uh-oh.
MV.
Yes. Yes.
I think that would be pretty awesome. And then he's up on the stage. He has his own little, what was his segment called? The
VIP lounge.
The VIP lounge. He'll have his own little VIP lounge on the stage. That's great.
I would love to see him, if not in that role, I would just love to see him back in the company. Cause
me too.
He still has a lot to offer. Like, even if they didn't want him to be a full-time wrestler, like, how many of the guys on this roster would benefit from him being a mouthpiece?
Absolutely. But even better than that, you know who this, what this roster, what, you know, I think Raw really needs? Marcus Corvon. And that's only because his entrance music was so great.
Oh.
I love Monty Brown. The Pounce, baby! The Pounce!
Yeah, Monty Brown was great.
But he had family issues, his aunt or something, and then vanished off the face of the earth.
Yep.
So weird.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments ever still to this day is when the asylum in Nashville caught on fire and Monty Brown had to cut this impromptu promo to fill time, and you got fire trucks behind him, and it's just... Just a underrated performer. Like, TNA missed the boat on him, I think.
I think they did, too. Trust me, he wasn't the only one. Guys, this was fantastic. So, I have Mojo Rawley, like, sitting here randomly. That's what he belongs, randomly in the middle of nowhere. All right. So we have our official rosters. So at the bottom of the post, when the show goes up tomorrow morning, you will be able to click on and look at our completed roster. And then next week, when Mr. Milton, Mr. Willie, and Mr. Rosero have the next episode of Clotheslines and Headlines, you guys can look and see how the draft went out and how close we came. So I'm going to be looking forward to that, Nate. So I want to do us proud because I think we did a pretty good job tonight.
Yeah, this is like the part in the old Law and Order Homicide crossover where Munch is like, huh, I know a guy in Baltimore that we could talk to about this.
That's right.
And we cut to Frank Pemberton.
That's right, to Pemberton. I know a guy in Rhode Island that'd be perfect for this job. And he's playing basketball. And they'll say, I know a guy in Wisconsin who's just as good for this job. And he's got spit up all over him. Anyway, Nate, you're the best, man. I love when you come on. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, brother. It was fun. It was fun.
Good. And you'll bring this. You'll bring the document with you next week to the new booking office over there on that other side of town. Mr. Bayless, nice debut, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. I had a blast doing this.
That was awesome. So check out Brian's Raw recaps every single week. As a matter of fact, Brian, and I'm going to actually task you since I am one of the bosses of this website, maybe even do, although I don't even know, I got to talk to the rest of the guys. Do we have somebody? We should probably start having somebody doing the SmackDowns. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I can probably do a debut one if you guys need it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Because you're kind of in the continuity, and then we can work on getting somebody consistently for the SmackDown write-ups. I think it's a good idea. But check out Mr. Bayless's Raw recap every Tuesday morning. It is tremendous. If you missed Raw, he has everything down to the word. He does me proud since I was the first one to do the Raw recaps here on PlaceToBeNation.com. And he's joining us now on the Network Adventures. So you may have enjoyed that house show now, Brian, but wait till you do like 47 straight TNTs. You'll really pull your hair out. That's why.
Yeah, I've actually watched that all, that ever in order from Hogan winning the belt from the Sheik in the Garden in 84. I'm about to October 88 right now, so I got the whole era down pat.
All right, good.
Some garbage in that era, but
yeah, I'm quite a bit ahead as well. I actually have watched far ahead of. I'm pretty much, I think I'm in like June of 85. So, all right. So thanks for joining us on this special episode, a very special episode of Main Event. Dudley, get some wine. No, play Tarzan in the bathtub, whatever the stupid thing that the bike, that Mr. Jump did. All right. For Nate Milton, for Brian Bayless, I'm Scott Griscolo. The Main Event has made the roster. We did it for them. Will they follow our lead? Find out next week on Clotheslines and Headlines to find out. Have a good 2 weeks and enjoy the show next week.